You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Thursday night, the night of Jumu'ah. It's raining, not stopping from day before yesterday. My beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I said early this morning on a Safina to Ilal Jannah that it's a early Thursday wet morning. Well, I have to say it again. It's a beautiful night of Jumu'ah, but it's a Thursday night wet night. My beloved, beautiful listeners, national listeners, international listeners who are tuning in listening to the discussion. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and my engineer, none other than Brother Lakalo, who's standing in for me as my engineer this evening. Our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. The 5th of December 2019, which is also the 9th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1441. Yes, my listeners out there, where are you? Where are you? It's a beautiful. It's cold, by the way. It's cold. I was just telling Haji Abu Yusuf. I messaged him. I said, "How's the weather?" He says, "Malana, I'm." He says, "Malana, I'm not leaving my house. I'm at home." It's a nice, beautiful weather to be at home. Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to be on the road, especially when the weather is like this, when it's raining and it's overcast. And it's like chilly, and it's like cold, and you know that the rain is, it's just not stopping, it's just not stopping. And then you just want to be at home, you want to be in bed, or maybe you want to be in that, what they call it, the gudro, and with your hot cup of coffee, or with your hot cup of cappuccino, or with your hot cup of tea, or with your hot cup of Milo, or maybe with your popcorn. Isn't it, my beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah? I know that you are there, and I know that you are tuning and listening to the discussion, but I want to know, where are you? Send me your names on 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. I think I only received so far only two names. I've got Haji Faisal. Not Haji Faisal, Haji Ismail. Haji Ismail Jassat from UK. MashaAllah, who's listening to the discussion. This one says, Molana, who is this? Can I please have Haji Yusuf's number? I spoke to him in Ramadan. My name is Yasmin Musa. Okay, please, if you can ask him, you can ask I'm first. All right, I will definitely do that. I will send a message to him, and I'll tell him that so-and-so is looking for you, and I'll ask him to give you a call, inshallah. Yes, inshallah. But first, I want to know who's tuning and listening to the program. Let's go to all our listeners out there. Where is Sister Farida from Maputo? I've got your Sister Hawa Asmal from Middleburg. Okay, I've got Brother Ahmed from Boysons. Okay, these are all my fans that listen, that love listening to the discussion on a Thursday night. 084-786-3132. Where is Sister, I think it's Sister Nazmira from Benoni. Where is Brother Salim as well? From Benoni. Where is Sister Yasmin from the United States of America on the discussion? Come on, my beloved listeners. I'm waiting for you guys. 084-786-3132. It's 15 minutes after 8. You are tuning and listening to the discussion, and we have a very interesting topic this evening. Myself and my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salim Karim Tamad Barakatuhum. I think everyone. Maybe they are maybe sleeping already, because I know the weather, oh, it's a bit chilly. But I enjoy this weather. I'm a summer person. I love summer. I don't look forward for winter at all. I love summer. And but at the end of the day, we all should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because one minute it's raining, next minute it stops, the next minute it's hot, the next minute you just see the sun coming out, the next minute it's hot, and the next minute it's overcast, and then you see it's windy, then again back to raining. So of course you must be feeling not well, maybe you're picking up a flu, you're getting fluish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant shifa to all those out there who are tuning and listening to the discussion. Allah ta'ala grant them shifa kamilan ajilan da'iman mustamiran inshallah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Yes, 16 minutes after 8. Don't go away, my beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba. Wherever you are, quick. Send me your name and from where you are listening to the program. Your name and where you are listening the program from. Let's begin on a beautiful dua this evening, the night of Jumu'ah. I want to wish one and all and everyone who's tuning and listening to the discussion on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Beautiful Jumu'ah Kareemul Mubarak to one and all and to all of the listeners and to the entire Ummah of Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa Janab Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our topic this evening, of course, I'm going to be waiting for my beloved Fadilatul Ustan Hazrat Mawlana Salim Kareem from Ladysmith. Our topic this evening is that The ills and destruction of the youth, boys and girls. And you know what's happening around there, my beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, this morning, what we heard from that youngster who eloped with his future wife. He's only 23 and I think she's only 18, you know. And that's not only that, that's all over. It's happening around the world. It's happening all over. We're going to be coming to that as well, and we're going to be touching that as well. My beloved myself and my beloved Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Salim. And the topic is the ills and destruction of the youth, boys and girls. But before we get there, and before we go on to our durood this evening, let's begin with a very, very beautiful dua taught to us by our beloved noble master Nabiya Kareem Muhammad Mustafa Janab Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The dua goes, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this dua, the early part of the hours, the morning, the time of tahajjud. Allahumma ma sallaytu min salatin, Allahumma ma sallaytu min salatin, fa'ala man sallayta, wa ma la'antu min la'anin, fa'ala man la'anta, أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. Let me read it again, my beloved listeners. اللهم ما صليت من صلاة فعلى من صليت وما لعنت من لعن فعلى من لعنت أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, oh my Allah, whatever dua I have, oh my Allah. Remember, whatever dua you are making, whatever you want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you are speaking, whatever you desire, whatever is on your thoughts, whatever is on your mind, whatever is on your lips, whatever dua I have made, oh my Allah, let it take effect, oh my Allah, let it take effect, oh my Allah, on the one whom you regard as deserving of it, oh my Allah. If I'm making dua for somebody for good, if I'm making dua for someone to be prosperous in life, if I'm making dua for somebody who's not well, who's got sickness, Allah Ta'ala, listening to your needs, oh my Allah, I have made, let it take effect on the one whom you regard as deserving of it. And oh my Allah, if I have cursed anyone, let it take effect likewise, oh my Allah. Remember, my beloved listeners, it's the early part of the morning. You are turning to Allah, you are raising your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And oh my Allah, if I have cursed anyone, let it take effect likewise, oh my Allah. Of course, there are people out there. There are people out there who actually, you curse one another. For what? For no reason. For what? For small petty things. We curse. And remember something, my beloved listeners out there. You and I, wallah, we need to control our temper. You and I, wallah, we should watch what we say. You and I, wallah, we should watch what we speak. And when we speak, and how we speak. In a loud tone, in a soft tone, in an in-between tone. In a kind way, my beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And oh my Allah, if I have cursed anyone, let it take effect likewise. And oh my Allah, anta waliyyi fi dunya wal akhirah. Oh my Allah, you are my guardian in this world and in the year after. Oh my Allah, you guide me. Oh my Allah, you protect me. Oh my Allah, I am under you. Oh my Allah, Allahu Akbar. See the beautiful dua. Anta waliyyi fi dunya wal akhirah. Tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis salihin. And oh my Allah, grant me death, mort. Oh my Allah, grant me what? Death, mort. As a Muslim, oh my Allah. As a believer, oh my Allah. As a mu'min, oh my Allah. And oh my Allah, unite me with the pious people. And oh my Allah, unite me with the pious people. My beloved listeners of Al Ansar, my beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I want you to be tuning in and listening to the discussion on this beautiful Thursday night. That's our dua taught to us by our beloved Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa Janab Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let's go and listen to a beautiful nasheed. When we come back, inshallah, from the nasheed, we're going to go to our durood count, and thereafter, inshallah, we will be crossing over to our beloved, respected Hazrat Mawlana Salim Kareem. Damat barakatuhum. 25 minutes after 8, you are tuning in, listening to the discussion. Somebody says, Mawlana, could you please repeat the dua? So let me repeat it one more time quickly. The dua that Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made the early part of the morning. Allahumma ma sallaytu min salatin fa'ala man sallayta wa ma la'an من لعن فعلى من لعنت أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. Oh my Allah, whatever dua I have made, oh my Allah, let it take effect, oh my Allah, on the one whom you regard as deserving of it, oh my Allah. And oh my Allah, if I have cursed anyone, oh my Allah, let it take effect likewise, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are my guardian, oh my Allah. You are my protector, oh my Allah, in this world and in the year after. And oh my Allah, grant me mort as a believer, death as a Muslim, and unite me with the pious ones. Yes, and unite me with the pious ones. I see my beloved engineer, Brother Lakolo, indicating that we do have our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salim Kareem, Damat Barakatuhum. And now I'm seeing all the listeners are coming in, mashallah, tuning in, listening to the discussion. I see somebody from Kimberley. I see from Cape Town. This one says, Mawlana, we don't have lights. This one says, Mawlana, Juma Mubarak to all, Mawlana. We got no power. Okay. This one says, Mawlana, looking forward for you and Mawlana Salim Kareem. Okay. This one says, Assalamu alaikum. No name, no fame. This one says, the United States of America, Sister Yasmin. Nah. Okay. Sister Hawa Asmal from Marlborough, listening to the discussion. Subhanallah. 0847863132. Let's go and cross over to our beloved Fadilatul Ustad on this beautiful, cold, rainy night. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana. And greetings and salams to all our listeners.
Ameen, ameen.
Throughout the world, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. May Allah always keep them smiling.
Ameen.
Allah ta'ala, with the barakat of this night of Jumu'ah, Allah accept all their du'as and bless each one of them with husni khatima. He makes lots of du'as, Mawlana. I hear you were sharing some du'as with your listeners.
Ji, Ustaz.
Alhamdulillah. Al-du'a'u miftahu rahma. Du'a is the key to Allah's mercy. And as a very pious servant of Allah said, keep knocking at the door of Allah, and it eventually will open.
Subhanallah. Mawlana,
sometimes when we persist, we go to somebody's house who is close to us and we knock once, twice, thrice. The right thing for you and me to do, irrespective of whose house we go to. You want to seek permission, you need entry, knock once, wait, knock twice, wait, knock thrice, wait, no answer, walk away. Some of us have bad habits, then we come and knock at the window. Or we start banging the gate, or we start banging the door.
Mm.
The mere fact that the person does not respond, most probably he's sleeping, most probably he's talking to the family, he's not available to see you.
Mm.
So let's respect that in Sharia. Unfortunately, some of us become very impatient. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Mm.
Likewise, if somebody is calling you, inshallah, on your cell phone,
mm-hmm.
try to respond immediately if possible. And if you are busy, see, then send a message. You have a facility on your phone to say that I will call you back, which means that at this moment, I can't give you my full attention, so please call me later. So have sabr, have some ethics. But some of us just carry on. If we don't get you on the online, then we got SMSs coming, we got WhatsApp messages coming. Allah Ta'ala deen, ad-deenu kulluhu adab. The whole of deen is about respect and adab. So anyway, that's a masla point of view. That mm-hmm. sometimes we get carried away that we go and knock at people's doors and we want to see them right now, and that's not the sunnah. The sunnah is to knock thrice. If you don't get an answer, then go back, inshallah, and maybe come back later. Inshallah, that's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mm.
But when it comes to Allah Rabbul Alameen, keep knocking at the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will eventually open. As they say, katra katra se darya banta hai. Drop by drop.
Mm.
That tap is dripping water.
Mm.
Eventually, it will form a pool.
Mm.
Yeah. So don't give up hope on Allah Rabbul Alameen. And there was a great Hazrat Rabia Basriya one day was listening to a scholar speaking about Allah's mercy.
Mm.
So she said to him, I don't agree with what you're saying. Allah's door is never shut. Allah's door is never closed. You ask Allah when you want, how you want. Allah will give it to you. Udu'uni astajib lakum. So she told the speaker, I disagree with you. Allah ki darwaza kabhi band nahi hota. The door of Allah, the door of acceptance is never closed. It's 24 hours open. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful hadith. Inna Allah azza wa jal. يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِن مَغْرِبِ
Subhanallah.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us this beautiful glad tidings. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ That Allah extends His hand at night so that the sinner of the day may turn to Him in repentance. And وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends His hand in the day so that the sinner of the night may turn to Him in repentance. And this continues daily.
Mm.
Till the sun rises from the west. In other words, before the day of resurrection. So subhanallah, Malana, Allah's doors are open. Allah is ever ready to make us maaf. Allahumma btut alayna min barakatik. Allahumma btut alayna min barakatik wa rahmatik. وَفَضْلِكْ وَرِزْقْ
Allahu Akbar.
يَاللَّهُمَّ فَسُطْ عَلَيْنَا O Allah, grant us abundance, your blessings, your mercy, your grace and sustenance. SubhanAllah. This is a dua that we should ask Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basit, one of Allah's attributes, Allahumma bastut alayna. من بركاتك ورحمتك وفضلك ورزقك. That, oh Allah, grant us in abundance your blessing, barakatik.
Subhanallah.
Wa rahmatik, oh Allah, your mercy. Wa fadlik, your grace. Wa rizqik, and oh Allah, your sustenance. What a beautiful dua. You're asking Allah for everything, comprehensive.
Mm.
Allah, I'm asking you for your blessing, for your mercy, for your grace, and for your sustenance. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. And Murana, I want to share with our listeners two things.
Mm.
There are two bounties of, there are millions of Allah ta'ala's bounties. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's virtually impossible. But if Allah has given you two things, whoever achieves these two qualities, he has achieved all the bounties of Allah.
Mm.
And what are those two things? Number one, Allah Qadar. It's two words that's going to be in Urdu. Dar, Allah's fear. Like you say in Urdu, aapko darna chahiye. You're supposed to fear Allah. But if Allah has given you these two beautiful qualities, ek Allah ka dar, that all the time you are conscious of Allah's fear. And the second one, Allah ka dar, the court of Allah. If you have the fear of Allah and you go to no other place but to the court of Allah, to the darbar of Allah. The second dar means the darbar of Allah, the court of Allah, the house of Allah. And that translates so beautifully. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Oh Allah, Iyaka na'budu. Rabbul Alameen, we worship you only. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. And Allah, thee and thee alone do we seek. So subhanallah, if Mawlana, all of us, Allah ka dar ho, in other words, you have the fear of Allah. Allahu ma'i, Allah is with me. Allahu shahidi, Allah is my witness. Allahu naziri, my Rabb is watching me. So agar insan ki dil ke andar Allah ka dar ho, aur apne haath Allah ki dar par phelao, set your hands out to the court of Allah. Rabbul Alameen will grant you all that you desire in this world.
Mm.
So yes, Murana, as we say,
Ustad, there's a durud. I just want to share it with Ustad. I don't know if Ustad can maybe share it with the listeners as well. And I don't know if it's authentic. It says here, Ustad, that the number of raindrops, if a person recites this durud sharif while it's raining, he or she will get the sawab of reciting durud sharif equal to the number of raindrops falling to the ground. It says, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin. It says, bi adadi qataratil amtar. Ustad.
Well, I think there's a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wa salam.
Uh-huh.
Allah Rabbul Alameen accepts du'as when azan is being given.
Uh-huh.
And when it starts to rain. I'm not sure, inshallah, we can check this or ask the Mufti AK Saab, inshallah, maybe he has some reference to it. But alhamdulillah, we read durood and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are thousands of durood written by pious servants of Allah. We have the 40 durood that is compiled, that alhamdulillah, all of us have a copy of it. Those are from all the beautiful ahadiths of Rasulullah. It was compiled with reference and narration so that alhamdulillah we can revert back and say that this durood is found in this hadith kitab. It's narrated by so and so. We have references. Like this, mashallah, there are many, many durood, Marana, that are written by the awliya Allah, by the pious servants of Allah. It has a lot of khair and barakat in it. But I always say that, read Durood Ibrahim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally taught it to the Sahaba. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. One of the most beautiful durood. Wallahi, these were the beautiful durood from the actual words of Rasulullah, from the Mubarak Zuban of Rasulullah. Talk to the Sahaba Ikiram. I always say, stick to those durood which come directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stick to those du'as that come from direct sources from the Quran and Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, you can make lots of other du'as in different languages, subhanAllah. But stick to those du'as, those du'ai masura, which has been narrated directly from Rasulullah's mouth, from his heart to us. Inshallah, Marana, if we stick to those beautiful duroods and du'as that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned and Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, then alhamdulillah, Allah Rabbul Alameen will accept our du'as. Yes, lots of other pious awliya Allah has mentioned, lots of other duroods, lots of other du'as. Read it, alhamdulillah, there is khair in it. But afzal tareen, the best of duroods is Durood Ibrahim. The best of du'as is du'as that comes from the Qur'an al-Kareem and the beautiful zuban of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. 19 minutes to 9, it's a beautiful evening. I know everyone is tuning and listening. I see all the messages are coming in. And somebody says it's a very interesting topic that you and Molana Salim Karim chose this topic. Somebody says, Molana, what made you and Molana Salim Karim to choose this topic? That the ills and destruction of the youth and the boys and girls, of course. Our own children, our own children of Islam out there. Nevertheless, yes, it's 19 minutes to 9. Ustad, are we going to start with a topic, inshallah? Or maybe, inshallah, you're going to give us just the virtues of durood. And thereafter, inshallah, we continue.
We should do some virtue of durood, Murana. Yes. Inshallah, Al-Aziz, this is a Mubarak night. And inshallah, we want the hearts of people to melt. Murana, you started this beautiful count of durood.
Subhanallah.
And the team that you put together. To inshallah, Al-Aziz, mobilize people to recite durood and salam on Rasulullah.
Salallahu.
And as I said, you made special dua. The ummah made special dua.
Ameen.
Those
Ameen.
Who contributed towards this durood, Allah Ta'ala grant them shafaat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-mar'u ma man ahabba. May Allah resurrect all of us. In the company of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a beautiful saying here, Mawlana. This effort that we do collectively. Yadullahi ma'al jama'a. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when we get together as Muslims, and we do things together, we put our efforts together, our resources together, our ideas together, our thinking together, our strength together, nasrum min Allahi wa fathun qareeb. Then see how Allah's mercy and success come to the Muslim ummah.
Allahu Akbar.
So there's a beautiful saying here, alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much.
Subhanallah.
Alone, we can do so little. But together, we can do so much. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And as I said, today or tonight is a night of dua. Jitna tum sabar karo, itna ziyada tumhari dua ka asar hoga. You want to know when Allah is going to accept your dua? You know the power of your dua? Jitna tum sabar karoge. the more patience Allah will put you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ إلى آخره. Allah is going to put you and me through test, Murana. So, jitna tum sabr karoge, the more sabr you will make, itna ziyada tumhari duaon mein asar hoga. Allah will give power in your dua. So, let me share another beautiful durood.
Ustaz, is there any durood? Since we are on that point of durood, is there any durood a listener wants to know from escort? A durood maybe for shifa. If you recite that durood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you speedy recovery, shifa. That's a sister, Ustaz, wants to know.
Yes. Ulama-i kiram have written many durood.
Uh-huh.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin. اللهم صل على قبر سيدنا محمد في القبور اللهم صل على جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد
سبحان الله
اللهم صل على روح سيدنا محمد في الأرواح اللهم صل على قبر سيدنا محمد في القبور اللهم صل على محمد بعدد كل داء ودواء You can read this durood. اللهم صل على محمد بعدد كل داء ودواء Allah, send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the total count of all the sickness in the world and together with the shifa that Allah has kept for those sicknesses.
Subhanallah.
That amount of durood, Ya Allah, send on Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allahumma salli ala ruhi sayyidina Muhammadin fil arwah. Allahumma salli ala jasadi Sayyidina Muhammadin fil ajsad. Allahumma salli ala qabri Sayyidina Muhammadin fil qubur. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin fil arwah. Read this durood, inshallah, Allah will definitely grant you shifa. Whatever durood, you know, Mulana, Allah has kept two angels. Who are writing our good deeds. Kiram and Katibin. The one on the right is writing good deeds. The one on the left is writing our gunas. Is there a time when both of them are writing good? Both of them are writing sawab. Yes. When a person recites his rules, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allah Pak says to the one angel, write 10 nekis. And the other angels, 10 darajat. Fulfill 10 of his needs, subhanallah. It's only when you recite Guru Sharif, both the angels are writing for you good deeds, subhanallah. So read with yaqeen. If you want Allah's, these wazaif that we prescribe, Hazrat Mufti Sahab, ourselves, mashallah, the condition for it being effective, Mulana, you have to have full yaqeen. Number two, you got to be paband e salah, Mulana. You have to keep your roza.
Yes.
You have to keep perform your salah.
Yes.
You have to eat what is halal. You have to earn what is halal. Don't hurt people's feelings. Don't usurp other people's rights. Don't eat the wealth of yatims. Don't eat the wealth of widows. Don't eat the wealth of divorces. Muwajib doesn't get accepted like that, Maulana. It's got conditions.
Allah.
And the most important thing for our dua to be accepted, Maulana, is akli halal. Allah must give us tawfiq that we must earn halal. Every cent that you and I are in possession of must be 100% halal. Maulana, it may be 10 rand that you have, but you work hard for it. You sweated. You told. You work the whole day. And you are paid 10 rand. I'm just giving an example. Or you are paid 100 rand. Maulana, you have no idea what barakah. What barakah Allah has kept in that money. I think it was Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala. On one occasion, he came and made mulaqat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah shook hand with him. Maulana, this is also a great sunnah that you and I have forgotten. We have forgotten to make salam. And we make salam, we don't even make musafaha. And even if we make musafaha, we touch the fingertips touch. Or we do like the kuffar, you know. You take my thumb and grip it, and I take your thumb and grip it.
Yes. Astaghfirullah.
Oh, hit a five, Maulana. Ji, ye tariqa hai jahilo ki. Such a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah. We are spoiling it. There can be no foolish person. Such a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ek dusur salam karo. Maulana. Even in the madrasas, you'll find the students, they don't want making salam to each other. They don't make salam to the ustad. You go in the Islamic school, the same thing. You come in our own home, our own children don't do it, Maulana. Something has gone wrong with this ummah. Where a sahaba, you know, I think there was a sahabi, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala. In old age, he became blind.
Sure.
But he used to go to the bazaar. He would take his khadim with him every morning. And he would go to shopkeeper after shopkeeper. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Next shopkeeper. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So somebody asked him, you are so old, you are disabled, you don't have sight. See, why do you put yourself into so much taklif? He says, this is the sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As long as I'm alive, I will continue to make salah. Maulana, why there isn't peace in our lives? Take our own homes, leave the outsiders, Maulana.
So
when I walk into my house, do I make salam?
I was just going to ask that to start.
One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm struggling. I'm worried about my wife and my children. And my condition is not good. Is there any wazifa that you could prescribe? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him this beautiful wazifa. Directly from Rasulullah's mouth. Number one, when you enter your house, make salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Don't go and press that bell. And the Chinese woman is talking there. See? Well, put it, you got those things in your car, Maulana, where your cigarette lighter fit.
Yes.
When your car starts getting, making, Bismillahi majriha. No, Maulana, this is, you know, the lowest of low we can go to.
Astaghfirullah.
What did Allah Ta'ala say? Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq.
Haq.
Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا مَنْ قَرَأَ حَرْفًا فَرَوْ. Now, we got devices now. Maybe there will be a newer robot, Maulana. That robot will read namaz now. We don't have to sit. It's coming to that, Maulana. They have developed such sophisticated robots. You cannot believe, Maulana. Just now you will come out. You'll see. Now, these robots are reading namaz too.
Astaghfirullah. I've seen something like that, Ustad. There was a club.
Yes.
Yes, correct. Ustad, there's a sister wants to know from Kimberly, listening to the discussion. Is it okay if they greet you by saying salams? Salams. That's one. And the other one says here from Johannesburg, is it fine if you say good morning? How are you? Is it fine?
Well, Corona. Mm. You know, this English language is, you know, such a funny language.
Uh-huh.
I woke up this morning, I'm sick, I'm upset, but I'm saying to you, good morning. Let's be logical and let's be sensible. Mm. I woke up this morning in pain and ache and everything. I come into my business, or I meet somebody and I say, good morning.
Ya Allah.
Mm. Does it make sense? Good evening. My whole evening is spoiled. Something happened. But I meet you and say, good evening.
Mm. Well said, Ustad.
Mm. But see what, when you say, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, pronounce, not assalamu alaikum, not salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar.
That from my side, I'm assuring you, peace, protection, and security. Wa rahmatullahi, Allah's mercy. Wa barakatuh, and Allah's bounties upon you.
Mm.
What beautiful dua can you give to anybody, Mulana?
Subhanallah. Mm.
But we don't want to make salam. I'm too proud. What is salam? Now, a non-Muslim comes and greets you. Fine, they live with us, they're friends, we do business. They also greet you and say, in the morning, assalamu alaikum. I have one of my friends, he's a non-Muslim. He raises his hand and he'll say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Take his whole hand out from the car. I hope he doesn't fall out one day. Now the question is, if a non-Muslim greets you, what must you say? Wa alaik. And stop there. Oh, assalamu ala manittaba al-huda.
Correct.
If a non-Muslim greets you, you can't give him the complete salam. Because for the complete salam, you need iman.
Yes,
you must be a reciter of La ilaha illallah Muhammad. Ulama ikram and the jurist of Islam said that if a non-Muslim greets you, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, all you need to say, wa alaik, and upon you. That's it.
Ustaz, can you say... Ustaz, I'm off to stop you there. Can you say, wa alayka hadakallah? Is that okay, Ustaz, as well?
You can say that, no problem. Assalamu ala manittaba al-huda.
Correct.
May Allah give you hidayat.
Ameen.
Subhanallah. That's a beautiful. You don't upset anybody. You don't offend anybody. A form of dawah to be making dua. Hazrat Abu Huraira's mother, she was swearing Rasulullah. He would come in tears in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, my mother is swearing you. She's saying such harsh words against you. She is being verbally abusive towards you. My heart sinks. Please make dua for her. What did Rasul? Allahumma hadi ummi Abi Huraira. Allah give hidayat to Hazrat Abu Huraira's mother. Islam made dua. So, you can make dua that Allah Ta'ala give hidayat to them. I'm talking about Muslims. Well, no, I can't even make salam to you. And the sunnah of Rasulullah, make salam, afsu salam abaynukum. Spread salam. We spread messages on social media. And I always said in one kitab, I read, Mawlana, if one continent people make salam to the next continent people, one country people make salam to the next country people, one city people make salam to another city, one town people make salam to one town people, one house people make salam to the next house people, Allah will bring so much of rahmat.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
So easy Shariat has made it for us. So, if a non-Muslim makes salam to you, the Sharia's ruling is all you need to say, wa alayka, upon you. What is upon you? That Allah knows best. Or you say Assalamu ala man ittaba al huda.
Beshak. Ustad, Brother Jamil, Brother Jamil wants to know that since you are quickly speaking on that salam, he says that when he went out in the path of Allah, that's Brother Jamil here from Alberton. He says, Malana Salim, I was taught by our Amir of the Jamaat. They say when two Muslims greet and say Assalamu alaikum before they depart, all their minor and major sins are forgiven. Is that true, Ustad?
100% That's the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Wow.
And as I was saying, Malana, that first of all, we don't even make proper salam to each other.
Ya Allah.
And try to beat each other in making salam.
Sure.
Fastabiqul khairat. Compete in good deeds. The person who makes salam first, bari'um min al-kibr, is free from pride. You know, this person is a humble and simple person. Whenever the Sahaba kiram made musafaha with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you know, Mulana, the palms of Rasulullah were soft like silk. Your palm and my palm is all rough. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala describes the softness and the texture of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's palm. It was soft like silk. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is when somebody makes musafaha with you, they won't pull your hand away until he takes his hand away.
Wow, subhanallah.
As long as you're holding his hand, Allah is forgiving all your saghira gunas. So that brother is quite correct. Amir Sahib taught them in Jamaat, subhanallah, it's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu. But see how we make musafaha, Mulana. Great, great sunnahs of Rasulullah we are discarding. Or we don't know what is the sunnah way to do things.
Subhanallah.
Allah. Every other thing, Mulana, has got a direction. You buy a bottle of medication, they got the direction. How many tablets must be taken, how many times a day? For that to be effective. So you think that we are going to do our sunnah haphazard and you want Allah to accept it. And we are expressing love for Rasulullah or we are mocking Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar. Mulana, see ya. وضو ہم نے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے سیکھا ہے. How to make wudu we have learned from Rasulullah. Shair is praising Rasulullah. His sunnah, the mojiza of Rasulullah, the karamat of Rasulullah, the ishq of Rasulullah, the muhabbat of Rasulullah. What is the shair saying? کہ وضو نے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جس طرح بتایا ہے ویسے ہی کرتے ہیں. We follow the way Rasulullah showed us to make wudu. But فرق بس اتنا ہے. The difference is so minor کہ ہم پانی سے وضو کرتے ہیں تو ہم پاک صاف ہوتے ہیں. When we make wudu, and may Allah give us second sunnat, Mulana. One sunnat, inshallah, we will start making salam left, right, and center. Subhanallah. Let's set a rule at home, Mulana. The person who makes the most amount of salam, we will give them an incentive. The father of the house or the mother of the house will give presents and gifts, inshallah, as an incentive. That today, my youngest son or my youngest daughter has been made the most salam for the day or for the week. Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. 2 minutes after nine, you are tuning in, listening to the discussion. I see Allahu Akbar.
Let me end this for you.
Jews,
when we make wuzu, see, to hum paak saaf hote
hain.
We become cleansed. Or jab Muhammadur Rasulullah wuzu karte hain, when Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyyin makes wuzu, so pani paak ho jata hai. That water becomes paak and pure.
Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Ustad, Allahu Akbar. Sure.
That's why the Sahaba Ikram and Rasulullah used to make wuzu. They used to run and try to grab that water. And they used to rub it onto their body. So for barakah and those who couldn't, they would go to the person who rubbed that water and rub his hand against me. Taki mujhe bhi kuch barakat hasil ho jaye. جب محمد الرسول اللہ وضو کرتے ہیں تو پانی پاک ہو جاتا ہے. This is love people have for Rasulullah. May Allah give us tawfiq. But anyway, when it's Azan time, inshallah, we'll take a break and come back.
Somebody says, Yo, Ustaz, subhanAllah, what Mawlana Salim Karim is saying is so true. So true, subhanAllah. This one says, Mawlana, I'm learning a lot what Mawlana Salim Karim is saying. We didn't even know about Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then, my beloved, beautiful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, when we come back after the Isha Azan, Ustaz, our topic is the ills and destruction of the youth, boys and girls. I see there's a message came in about 5 minutes ago, say 7 minutes ago, Ustad. It says here that Mawlana Salim, the topic that you chose this evening is very important to we as parents. My daughter became a tomboy since we put her on, since we put her on her varsity. What must we do? My husband already paid for the entire year, 2020. 181,000 rand. Wow. But anyway, we're coming to that topic. The ills and destruction of the youth boys and girls. What destruction? Are we speaking of drugs? Are we speaking of drinking alcohol? Are we speaking of hookah pipe? Are we speaking of abortion? Are we speaking of losing their virginity? Are we speaking of eloping? Whatever. We're going to come back, inshallah, after the Isha Azan. Don't go away. Stay tuned.